have different mitzvahs that we, where we require asiya lishma. You have to bake the matzahs l'shem mitzvahs matzah, shmur matzah. You have to write the get lishma. You have to shech the korbanos lishma. Different things. So sometimes the Gemara says tam lishma, and sometimes the Gemara says tam shalol lishma. That's the taptosis on chacham. And Allah quotes the Gemara from the first daf in Zrachim, daf beis. That shechitas korbana is, the Mishnah says, really, meikar adin, the one who shechts the korban should have in mind, shame she should dvarim hazevach nizbach. She really have in mind six things. But the meira takana, his manabai, his meira takana, he shouldn't think about the six things, because he made by mistake think shalor lishma. So how is it good if he's not going to be thinking lishma? So the Gemara explains that stam lishma. By shechitas korbanas, we declare, by all the avodas, our korbanas stam lishma. So Tosis, Masha'ini came by writing a get, we say stama shalom lishma. What about bris milah? There's a machlokes satanoim, whether bris milah has to be done specifically lishma or not. So Tosis raises the possibility that stama lishma. So here Tosis has an interesting idea. Interesting in the sense I find it very wild. Interesting idea. Tosis says a get is only considered lishma if you have tzibri habal. If the sefer writes on his own, it's not called lishma. And you don't say stam lishma. Megillah Saita is a discussion in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, whether Megillah Saita has to be written lishma or not. Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Machkel HaMen HaTorah, we discussed it a little bit. So Tosis says that just like so too, just like by the get, you need tzibri habal to make it lishma. So too by the Megillah Saita, you need tzibah hakoyin to make the tzibah sa Megillah Saita lishma. Which coin? When coin? What coin? It says because of hakoyin is ha'olah se'ela ba'sefer. So the coin has to authorize the writing of lishma. What coin? There's a specific coin. For the coin hishbiah hakoyin is ha'isha. The coin who is mashbiah her has to instruct somebody to write it lishma. So then Tosis says stama lishma. I find the whole thing very surprising. What's the tushta? What's the hashva between tzibi habal to write the get shmo? Tzibi habal to write the get shmo, because the tzibi saget is the hascholos agerish and veinon em garish eshes chavero, the Gemara says. So the baal has to authorize the writing of the get. One opinion of Tosis is that you need shlichas. We didn't get to that Tosis yet. Tosis chabes on the base, the gigantic big fat Tosis, takes up a half an omen. So one opinion is that you need literally the ksivis haget has to be done by the shmal, by the baal, or the shliach habal. And even if you assume not so, that it doesn't have to be done by the shliach, but you need tziyu habal, that it should be considered the hascholos hagerishin. But by the Megillah Saita is like baking a matzah lishma, like making tefillin lishma. So the koyin, you need the tzivoy hakoyin to make it lishma. I don't understand what Tosis means. Istoma ein hakoyin she'olav lichtoy, the kohen whose responsibility it is to write the Megillah Saita, the stomach is not makbid, he would allow anyone to write it. Which kohen? Who the kohen is? Bia kohen. I don't know what Tosis is driving at. Where did we leave off yesterday? We left off by Chafala from an Aleph. Orev Hayotze, the second line from the top. Mehocha. So the simple reading of our Gemara is Orev Bishas Halvoeh. What's Mechayiv the Loiva to pay is the Matan Moes. When the Malva lends the money to the Loiva, that's Matan Moes. Matan Moes is Mechayiv the Loiva to pay. What's Mechayiv the Orev to pay? It's a Tosis Shita that we said yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch Nehilchos Ribis, quotes from that Tosis. That if I borrow money from the bank and I lend it to you, and I say you make all the payments to the bank, that the Shulchan Aruch writes that that's ribis kitzutza deraisa. Why? Your payment to the bank, al pi tzivui yi, is considered as if you made a payment to me, and I lent you $100,000, and you're paying the bank much more, so it's considered as if you're giving back to me ribis. That's midin orev. How did Tosis understand midin orev? The matan moes that the malva does to the loiva al pi tzivuyo shel ha'orev is considered as if the matan moes had been done to the orev as well. It was matan moes to the loiva, and it's considered because it was done al pi bakashas ha'orev as if the matan moes had been done to the orev as well. So that's an orev in advance of the halvoas, and the matan moas is mechayiv the ariv. What if he saw an ariv hayotzei lach achisim shtoris? He already lent him the money, and 5 years later, somebody agrees to serve as an ariv. So what's going to be mechayiv the ariv? So our Gemara puts it together with the halach of sefer hamikne, sefer hamakne. So the Gemara assumes that it's a shtar kinyan. That's mechayiv the penny. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha and Rashi that in the end of Tzuvah's Dav Kubeis and Alt, there is a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. What's it did in the case of Chayv Ani Lachmona B'Shtar? So we pass like Rabbi Yechon and that Yechayv. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. How do you translate the words? What's the case that Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish are arguing? So the Rabbi Nitam says, you see, and then the Gemara there quotes this Mishnah from the end of Baba Basra. This is the last Mishnah of Baba Basra, I think, the Din of Arev. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah to prove that Rabbi Yechanan is right. That you can, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? This Arav Hayotz Alach Achis Mishtaris Al Pi Pashtus is talking about his Chayvus Mamin that's created by signing a shtar, by giving a shtar. The Arav signs, I hereby obligate myself to serve as the Arav in the event that the Lev doesn't pay, I will pay you. And it's not that Matan Moyes, not that he said this in advance of the Matan Moyes, Alach Achis Mishtaris. The order pops up later, after the halva is made already. So the mechayiv is the shtar. So this leads the Rabbi Natam to interpret the pirush Rabbi Natam to Hasan Licha. Rabbi Natam learns that the Gemara there, that's exactly the machlekes of Yechon HaMish Lakish. Can you create his chayvus mamon by writing on a shtar? We know that shtar is good to be kone karka. We know if you want to sell an Ebek 90 to somebody else, Ebek 90 hukish la karka, so you can do that also. You know, you can be mekav shenisha yidei shtar, you can be megav shenisha yidei shtar. Can you create his chayvus mamon al yidei shtar? So Reish Lakish says no. Why is no? So Tosis explains over there in Ksubis, because kinyan karka don't work for metaltalim, kinyan metaltalim don't work for karka. That was the big yisoy that the Sidus and Chashmish but quotes from the Pnei Yeshua. And Gitna, Davcha, Beis HaMeral. The Gemara talks about the contrast between an otzitz nokul as opposed to an otzitz shenu nokul. The otzitz nokul, whatever is growing, is dinik mechuba lekarka, because it's yonik from the karka. Otzitz shenu nokul is dinik etolish. So the Gemara says, therefore, whatever is growing in otzitz nokul is dinik mechuba, so it can be nikna, bechazoke, beloy bimashicha, beloy bahagbo. And if the thing is growing in an otzitz shenu nokul, it's dinik etolish, it can only be nikna, and cannot be nikne b'chazake. Why not? It's the exact same otzutz. What's it? It's the exact same thing. It's sitting on top of a tripod. And so what's the difference with this yonik from the earth in the containers, yonik from the earth over there? It's exact. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you see from this Gemara, this you say, that if it's mechubel karka, dinik karka, dinik karka, only kinyoni karka work. And if it's dinik metalpolim, only kinyoni metalpolim work. That's what we said. There is one exception to the rule, namely kinyan chalipin. The chalipin works on karka and on the talplim. How come? So the Rishonim say the answer is because it says in Megillah Sus, the verse lefanim Yisrael al gul v'chmal kayem kol dover. Kayem kol dover means anything and everything. Says the Farish lekayem kol dover. So why is it taka so? So the answer is a pasuk. So why is it taka so? So that's what our Baruch Be'er quotes in the name Rab Chaim, the end of his Sefer HaKiddushin. He shows from the Rambam. The Kenyan Suder, Kenyan Chalipin, Kenyan Suder, there are two kinds of Chalipness, Chalipin Shavah B'Shavah, that's better than this Chalipin of Suder. So the Kenyan Suder isn't really, it's neither a Kenyan Karka nor a Kenyan Metalkum. Truth of the matter, it's not a Kenyan at all. It's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong Gemiras Das, and the Das Alimta accomplishes the Hakno. Okay, so that's an exception to the rule. So that's why Kinyan Suda works to be kind of karka, to be kind of metalplim, and to create his chayvus. The Gemara will often say, how did he become a shubit? Let's say a person is a shaymer on karka. So the Mishnah says in Shavuos, there's no din, the shamachinim is not chayv shia, the besocha is not chayv gnei v'aveda, the shoyl is not chayv yonzin, on karka is not chayv anything. So how come there are Gemaras, there are Mishnayas that the shaymer is chayv? Gemara says, hacham askinim b'shikonim b'yoda. They made a Kinyan Suda. Kenyan Suda works to be kind of karka, to be kind of metalplim, and to create a shibud moment also. Why? It's all included in the pasuk, l'kayem kol dover. The Kenyan Suda is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that this is a stronger gemiras das, and then with the das alimto, his chayvus is created. So Reish Lakish holds that shtar is a kenyan that only works on karka. Metalplim, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, la b'nei mevet shtar, you can't be kind of metalplim by the shtar. Shtar is a Kenyan karka. So he says to be kind of his chayvus mamon is also considered dinik in the metatlin. Whenever we distinguish between karka and metatlin, we're talking about a tangible bien, about an object. So tangible things we distinguish between karka versus metatlin. What if the thing is a skum mamon? It's an amount of money, so it's neither karka nor metatlin. So there the halacha says, I treat it as if it were metatlin. Let's say, einish bay malak karkois. But if I say you want me $1,000, you invite $500, and you pay for $500. So there's not a machlokes on either karka or metatlin. An amount of money is not a tangible object. But we certainly say there is a shvur derais over there. That's the typical case. It might even mix us. Is to be $100, it is might have 50. So you see, whenever the halacha distinguishes between karka and metatlin, we treat an amount of money as if it were dinik in metatlin. So that's Tosus' comment there on Subas Daf Kuf Beis and Manalo. That how can you say that you can create a hashibud mammon? Is chayvus mammon alayde kinyan shtar? Shtar is only good for karka, and a chiyuv mammon is an intangible thing, so it's dinik in metatlin. So that's perhaps the reason why Rish Lakish says that chayv ani lachman mishtar does not create his chayvus, but we pass him like a dechanon. So how can it be? And the Rav Dina Tam learns based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says on the second line from the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, Orev Hayotze Lach Achisim Shtaris is based. What creates the chiv of the Orev who enters the scene after the halva took place? So he can't say the Matan Mois. He wasn't there b'shas Matan Mois. So our Gemara understands that it's a din of Sefer Mikna, that it's a Shtar Kinyan that creates his chayv. And the Gemara says that Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That chayv ani lachman b'shtar is good. So that's how the Rabbi in the Tom proves his point, that's the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. So this is not the way Rashi learns. Rashi in our Gemara has to learn like it says in our Gemara. It's a din of Sefer Mikna. It's a the Orev Hayotze Lach Chisim Shtaris, the chayv is chal. And the Gemara there, Rashi learns differently. That chayv ani lachman b'shtar means a fellow makes a hedos baldin. If I admit that I owe you money, so hedos baldin kemeidim nami. Yeah, but it's only considered hedos baldin if it's an admission in response to your tviya. If you say, let's say the edim sitting and watching, so you say, look, you owe me $100, what's going to be with the money? So I give a kreftz. I say, yeah, I owe you the money, but I don't have any money to pay now. I'll pay you at the end of the, I'll pay you in June when I get paid. I'll pay you in June. So I made a hedos baldin. That's a good hedos baldin. What if I make a hedos baldin not in response to any tviya? I'm just carrying on a conversation with you, and I say that I owe somebody money. I say I owe you money, and it's not a response to any tviya. So then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that doesn't constitute a hedos baldin. The fellow can say later on, I was kidding. I didn't want to have a nine horror, so I said that I owe him money, and I owe the other person money. Shalola has bias atzmo omakem. He didn't want people to think that he's so wealthy. So what happens if I make a hedos baldin, which is not in response to a tvias mamon, but I make such an emphatic hedos baldin? I say, I owe you $1,000, and it was a milvah b'shtar. Not stam, I say, I owe you that. I start telling a whole story. And it was a milvah, chayv ani lachmana b'shtar. That's what I say. So Rashi learns, that's the machlek Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, since he made such an elaborate, detailed hedos baldin, and he's saying, noch, he's giving details about the chiyuv that he owes him, that it's a milvah. It was a milvah b'shtar, so you can't say over there shalola has bias atzma. Shalola has bias if he just makes a hedos baldin in general, but if he starts giving details, then it indicates that it really is a hedos baldin. So that's Tosis kasha. So how did the Gemara there prove in the Mishnah of Orav Hayotze Lach Achis M'shtoris anything about the issue of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? If our Gemara understands Orav Hayotze Lach Achis M'shtoris, that it's a shtar that's creating the hischaibus, and Rashi is learning there that the Orav is writing, and I accept it. He writes not that I hereby accept upon myself obligation of Orvus. He writes, I have already accepted Orvus. I had already accepted Orvus before the halva took place. I was in the scene before the matan was, and the matan was mishabed me. So it's two different readings of the Mishnah and Orav Hayotze Lach Achis M'shtoris. What's mechayiv Orav? That's the Riz Kasha against Pirush Rashi there. So according to Rabbi Netam is Nicha. That's the pshat that we usually learn in the Gemara Ksubas. It's like the Rabbi Netam. So gigantic tesis on Kud Beis Amaral. The Shaila is taka a good kasha. The argument of the Rabbi Netam is a good kasha. How can shtar be kind of his chayvus mamon? His chayvus mamon is like metaltalim, and shtar is only good to be kind of karkin. Can you only karkin that work on metaltalim? The only one exception to the rule we assume was kinyan chalipim, because that's based on the pasuk l'kayim kol dover, and the Rav Chaim gave a hesbed that it's not really, it's neither a kinyan karka nor a kinyan metachlim. It's not a kinyan mechla. It's just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong gemiras das, just to use to distinguish between other kinyanim. Let's say make a kinyan chazak on karka, make a kinyan kesef. Karka is niknis bekesef. On the metachlim on niknim. The Mashiach b'Hagbor. So there you need Das Machmir. Mashenikin over here by Chalipin, we call it Das HaMischayev. Why do we call it Das HaMischayev? Why do we change the Lashon? We want to indicate that it's a higher level of Das, that's why there's no need for a Maisei Kinyan. The Chalipin, the Suda that you hand over, is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there is a strong Gemiras Das. And the Gemiras Das accomplishes the Kinyan on its own. So that's Tosis Kasha. How can we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that shtar is good to be kind of his chayvus? Our shtar is only good to be kind of karka. Shtar doesn't work on metalpin. So that's what Tosis answers. No, shtar is the same as chalipin. Shtar is also dasam as chayiv. The expression dasam as chayiv begins by us by shtar. It begins with the Tosis in Ksubas on Daf Chof and Aleph. Tosis is bothered with a kasha. There's a gemara later in Gitna on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph. The gemara has a drush on the pasuk of Pishnai Maidim. So the Gemara darshins mipihem v'loy mipik sovam, that the Bezin cannot accept Haggadah Seder mipik sovam. It has to be, the Edom have to appear in court in person, and they have to give the Haggadah Seder bal peh. So the kasha is, it's a contradiction to every shtar in the world. Edom achsim amal ha-shtar, nasi k'mish nechre idusim ha-Bezin. So you say that it is called the Haggadah Seder when they sign a shtar. So how do you deal with that pasuk mipihem v'loy mipik sovam? That's the kasha that all the Rishonim asked. So Taisus answers in Ksuvas Daf Chav Amar Aleph. It's a long Taisus. Starts on Chav Amar Aleph, goes over to Amar Beis. So Taisus answers, Mipihem Elohim Pik Sovam is not acceptable if the Edom sign a shtar on their own. But if the Das HaMischayev authorizes them to write a shtar, the Loiva is the Das HaMischayev, the one against whom the shtar is testifying. So by a shtar halvoa, the Loiva is the Das HaMischayev. If I'm giving a matnas karka or I'm selling karka, so the moicher or the noisan amatonah is the Das HaMischayev. In each case, you have to determine who's the Das HaMischayev. So if the Das HaMischayev authorizes the signing of the shtar, then it has the status of a shtar. And if the Edom sign on their own, then it's a chesor and a mipim and a lam pikso. That's the famous Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Chof and Manal, going over to Chof and Mabez. The Baal HaMor writes the same thing in Yevamos, and his commentary on the bottom of the Rif, on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there also says mipim and a lam pikso. So the Baal HaMor quotes Tosfos Kasha. The Baal HaMor gives the same answer. He uses a different terminology. Tosfos says, if the chasimus ha'edim, if the chasimus ha'shtar was authorized by the Das HaMischayev, then it has a din of shtar. So the Baal HaMor writes a different, a fancy aloshim. Throws you off a little bit. He says, mipihem v'lo mipik savam, if the edim on their own right. But if the Das HaMischayev, he doesn't use the aloshim Das HaMischayev. If the Das HaMischayev, if the one against whom the shtar testifies, authorized them to sign it, then it's mipik savo. Because he authorized it. The same as Tosfos. Whenever it's Midas HaMischayev, then it has the din of shtar.
Rashi later in Gittin seems to say something weird. I think Rashi in the Hainal, he says, Lom Piksavam, right? So the Ein says, you can't do that. It says, it's not so much a shtar, but the shtar is a Baruch Ein.
What does it mean? Yeah. Doesn't explain it too well. I don't know. La dama the shtar, the who urche lahafi, yeah. Ayin alf and alf, yeah. I don't know. Tais is there, and daf ayin and alf. Ayin alf and alf, because take a look what we wrote in Ksubas, and daf chof, they refer to that. So long tais is there. So instead of repeating it here, so they just read big Ksubas, daf chof, herachti baza. I don't know what Rashi means. Yeah. So the terminology of Midas HaMischayev that's an expression that was coined by Tosfos to explain what's the difference between shtar that is a Haggadah Seder b'shtar, Edom Achsim Al Shtar Nasik Mishnech Reidusim Bezen, that is a Haggadah Seder, as opposed to Mipik Savam, which is not acceptable. So we say whenever the signing of the shtar was authorized by the Das HaMischayev, then it has a din of shtar, then it is good. So we take that expression from the Tosfos and we apply it also to a Chalipin. We say Chalipin is a higher level of Das. You have a stronger Das. It's not only Das Makne. If it would just be Das Makne, then it wouldn't be able to make a kinyan. There is no kinyan that works by karka and the talpa. And the answer is, it's not a das makna that comes together with a maisa kinyan. There is no maisa kinyan by chalipa. The chalipa is just an indication that there's a strong gemiras das, and to distinguish between the higher, stronger gemiras das and the lower level, the just plain das makna. So by chalipin, we call it das hamischai. That lotion of das hamischai originated. It was the expression was coined by the Taisis to explain shtar. So by shtar also, that's what the Taisin Ksuvis daf kuf beis and aleph answers. How can Rabbi Yochanan say the chayv ani loch mada b'shtar? The shtar can create his chayvis mamen, but shtar is a kinyan karka and it shouldn't work in the talpulin. The Gemara said the shtar doesn't work in the talpulin. So the answer is no. Shtar is the same as chalipin and should also be l'kayim kol dover. Shtar is just an indication that this the same das that he says about there, if he writes it down on a piece of paper and he gives it to the other person, so he's like concretizing the shtar. He's concretizing his das. Instead of just being das, he makes this document into a physical embodiment of his das, and it became stronger. So once you make it into a das alimto, so then you can be kind of both karka and metalpulim. But the Gemara says, so the Ritva says on that Gemara Baba Basra, it doesn't mean the side of the Pnei Yeshua from that Dapkot base that Kinyani Karka don't work on the Talpun, Kinyani Talpun don't work on Karka. That means a different thing. For Shtar to be kind of something, you have to be able to describe the item in the Shtar. So if you're selling a Karka, so the Karka is a specific location. So you write the address. I'm selling you the building on 24th Bennett in Manhattan, in New York, in America, in the United States of America. So there's only one address. There's only one place that has that address. But Talpulin, what I'm going to say, I'm selling you the suit that I'm wearing. How can I describe the suit? There's so many different suits. Karka can be described in Ishtar, but Talpulin, there's no way to describe it. That's why the Gemara uses a lush. Talpulin, Labene, Mevet, Shtar, and Nino. The Gemara didn't say Shtar is not kind of Talpulin. Here the Gemara says Chazoka is not kind of by Metalplin. Chazoka is only kind of by Karka. Chazoka is not kind of by Metalplin. And Mishich and Hagbah is only kind of by Metalplin. It's not kind of by Karka. The Gemara never said that Shtar is only kind of by Karka. It's not kind of by Metalplin. Metalplin Labanei Mevet Shtarininu means that really Shtar would be kind of Metalplin. But there's no way to describe it. But if I'm saying, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, what more is it to describe? I write my name and I write, I obligate myself an amount of money. So I described it very well. So that's what Tosfos answers there in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Rish Lakish, we understand why he holds that Shtar is not kind of his chayvus. He can say that Shtar is a kinyan karka and doesn't work on the talpulin. And the one and only exception to the rule that we have is the chalipin, because there's a kind called dava, fartik. But we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, the chayv ani lachman and bishtar does create his chayvus. So that's what Tosfos answers, because Shtar is like dvarim haniktim b'amira. So what does it mean? That's a one line in the Tosfos. So the Nesivos and Chosh Mishpat, there's a Tosfos around 30 lines. So one line in the Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the Nesivos quotes not out of context. He quotes that line. And he says, you see that Tosfos is giving you the Yisoid of Kinyan Shtar. The Yisoid of all Kinyan Shtar really is that it's Dvarim HaNikdim Bavnira. It's with, sometimes you have Kinyan with Das alone, and sometimes you have to have, that's an exceptional case, when you have a Das Alinta. So every time you have a shtar, the shtar is just concretizing the das that he had. It's making the das into it's a physical embodiment of the das. And since it's a stronger das, so the kinyan can take place even on the talpulin. There is a piske hatosfos. We never even look in the back of the Gemara. In the back, you have right after the Gemara, before the Rosh, they have the piske hatosfos. So it usually corresponds to what Tosfos said, and once in a while it doesn't exactly correspond, once in a while it's the opposite from what it says in Tosfos. So sometimes it doesn't correspond. Sometimes Tosfos doesn't even, the set of Tosfos that we have doesn't even touch on the topic. So there is a Piskei HaTosfos, the beginning of the second perek in Bechoris. The Gemara in Bechoris is talking about a farmer, a Jewish farmer, and he has a Bechor Behema Tohira, and it's about to give birth. And there's no Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't want the Bechor, it's a 50-50 possibility, but it's going to be a Zohar and a Keva. And if it'll turn out to be a Zohar, so it has Kedusha's Bechor Behem HaTorah, and you can't shecht it, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and you're not allowed to make a mum. It's also Lahatal Bamum. So what are you going to do with it? So the Mishnah talks about making a Shutvis Akum, selling the Behem HaMavakeres, or selling the Uber, or making a Shutvis with a Nochri, either on the Uber or on the mother. So the Gemara there, the first daf and the second perek, talks about b'char behemetar, b'char behemetmeya, both in either case. The farmer wants to be potter from the whole headache of b'char behemetar or from petach hamar tifte b'sef. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how exactly they make a kinyan on the taltalim if he's selling to a nachri. And it's based on that institution of b'chiris behema hamavakeris that's discussed in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in the Niktzais, that the practice of Mechiras Chametz was developed in the later centuries, in the 1800s. That's basically when they started, when they developed the whole practice. In the days of the Tanoim, they only had Mechiras Chametz for a person who's traveling on a boat. And he has a whole sack full of food that's going to last him a whole month, a whole 3 months while he's traveling on the ship. So he can't throw his chametz out into the ocean. He's not going to have any food to eat after Pesach is over. For the 8 days of Pesach, he'll suffer. He won't have anything to eat. What's he going to do after Pesach is over? So he has to sell the chametz to the guy and buy it back. But we don't have mechiras chametz as an institution that we have, that everybody leaves the chametz in the house and they sell it to the nochri and then they buy it back. That was developed in the 1800s. And the main one who allowed it was Taka the Nesivis, and at that time there were those who opposed it. So the mechiras chametz practice that we have is patterned after the mechiras behema hamavakeris. So that's the topic that's discussed in the first daf and the second perek in Mechiras. Which kinyonim are necessary if you're selling metaltalim to a nochri? If a Jew is selling metal to a nochri, which kinyonim work? So there's a piskei ha'tosfos on that gemara, the beginning of the second perek. The topic is discussed there. It's not that it's a piskei ha'tosfos in Gansen, Shalobim, Koma. That's where the topic belongs. But it doesn't correspond to anything that we have in Tosfos. So the piskei ha'tosfos says that you can be kind of metaltalim with chazaka, just like you can make chazaka to be kind of karka. So you can make chazaka to be kind of metaltalim. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that comment of the piskei ha'tosfos is contradicted by our Gemara. On the next daf, on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara drew the contrast between the otzitz nakuv as opposed to the otzitz she'ena nakuv, that only an otzitz nakuv, which is dinuk mechuber, so then you can be makna the things that are growing, the vegetables or the flowers, you can be makna them. But if it be an otzitz she'ena nakuv, is dinuk metaltalim, then you couldn't make kinyan chazak, you can only make kinyan hakbo, kinyan meshiva. So that's the taina, the Minchas Chinuch writes that piskei ha'tosfos is against our Gemara. Where is the Minchas Chinuch? The end of Chumash Vayikra. One of the last mitzvahs in Chumash Vayikra is Kisim Karamim Kala Misecha. Akona Miyana Misecha Al Tonu Isha Sochib. So that's the Lois essay of Aino As Momen, and is included in the Lab as Aino As Dvarim. Not to annoy somebody, not to play a practical joke on somebody, not to aggravate somebody else. That's Aino As Dvarim. So the Sefer Achino counts as a mitzvah that when you sell property to someone else, you should make kinyan. He considers that one of the mitzvahs of Torah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a din. I mean, he's counting the parsha of kinyanim. Parsha is kinyanim, he counts. So on that mitzvah of the institution of kinyanim, kinyanim karka, kinyanim metaltalim, that's where the Minchas Chinuch has a brief discussion, and he quotes this Pnei Yeshua from Daf Chabeis as showing that the Gemara in Daf Chabeis contradicts that piskei ha'tosfos in the beginning of the second parak in Mechira.
What do we say about being kona metaltalim ishkar if it is
could be. I don't have any Mona Lisa, but if one has the Mona Lisa and wants to sell, it should be able to. According to that.
Let's say every car was made differently. If you can describe a car, everyone has a VIN number. So if every car has its own number, so then
should be able to be maknet. Yeah, could be. Should be. Should be able to be maknet. Yeah. One of the kinyonim that works on metaltalim and does not work on karka is kinyon chotzer. Where do you derive the institution of kinyon chotzer? So the Gemara has an ein zayin and aleph. The Gemara says we have a posik by get v'nosam b'yoda. Ainly al yoda chotzer v'nan tam lama v'nosam mikomakom. We have a posik by ganev that the ganev is only chayiv kefel if he made a kinyon geneva. Which kinyan ganev is the original one that's mentioned? Is he matzis imata biyado haganev kinyan yad? Ainly aliyada chatzer minayin tam live he matzis imata mikomakom. So you have two psukim, one by get and one by a ganev. That the both psukim tell us that kinyan chatzer works. So even if you only have If you would have only had Pasuk A or Pasuk B, there would be room to distinguish and say, Chatzar only works by Get, Chatzar only works by Ganav. Now they have both Ganav and Get. So from the two, we establish a Mamatzinu, Tarashove, we establish a Mamatzinu, that just like in these two cases, Chatzar works, so Chatzar is kind of in Kol HaTerkul. But Chatzar is only kind of a Metalplim. You cannot be kind of Karka, Ayidei, when you have metaltolim to be koina aydei kin yichotzer, it has to be a chotzer hamishtameres. Chotzer shein mishtameres is not koina. Then the Gemara has further, it cannot be a chotzer mehalechas. Chotzer mehalechas is not koina. So the Gemara gives as an example of a chotzer mehalechas, the Baal wants to divorce his wife. So the Mishnah says he can throw the get into her chotzer. What's the definition of chotzer? Has to be dafke a house? A room? No. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, based on Gemaras and Baba Basra, Kelev Shaladam B'chol Mokum She'esh L'Rishus La'anichon have the status of Chatzah. This guy hangs his coat in the coat room, in the shul. So I'm going to put something, I'll put a matana in his pocket. And then before he leaves the shul, I change my mind, so I want to take the matana out. So the din is, when I put it in his pocket, he had the right to hang his coat in the coat room, and his pocket is Kelev Shaladam, and his Yesh L'Rishus La'anichon in the coat room. Let's say he parked his automobile in the street. So he has a right to park it in the street. It's not illegal. He has a right to park it there. So therefore, the Caliph Shalom, if I'll put the Shalach Manas in his car, he's kind in the Shalach Manas. Chatzer Shalom, kind in the Shalom, he died, the Gemara says. Chatzer is kind even if the fella doesn't know that it's there. So that has also the status of Chatzer. So the Gemara says, let's say the husband wants to divorce his wife. So he writes a get. Instead of giving the get to the wife, he doesn't want to have a whole argument with his wife. She's going to scream, she's going to curse, she's going to dance. So he gives the get into the yad of the Eved Kenani that belongs to the wife. So the Eved Kenani belongs to the wife, so it's like also, Kelu Shalodam, the Eved Kenani has the right to go wherever he wants. So if I give the get to the Eved Kenani, let it be good. So the Gemara says, it's no good because Chatzah Mahalecha is here. Chatzah Mahalecha is like Kona. What happens if the Eved Kenani is not walking around? He's not Mahalechas. He's standing still, oimed. So Rabbi says, no. Kol sheila mahalach lakana, oimed v'yashu v'nami lakana. It's also not acceptable. When would we be able to solve the problem? Under which circumstances would we declare that an Eved Kenani is no longer considered a chatzah mahalach? The Gemara says, the hilchus of the kofus. The Eved Kenani is tied up, then it's no longer called a chatzah mahalach. Oimed v'yashu, if he's standing still or he's sitting, since he can easily start walking around, so that's still called Chatzah Malachas. What exactly is the Chisorn of Chatzah Malachas? So there's an interesting, if you can call it like that, a machlokes between Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the first perek in Bava Metzia. Tosfos talks about a boat. A fisherman is on a boat and he's catching fish. The fish are all hefker. Everything is up for grabs. Kol HaKodim Zocha. He gets the fish and he throws them in the boat. So the boat is kind of with a kinyan chatzah. So Tosis raises the question, it's really the Gemara raises the question there. Why isn't the boat a Chatzah Mahalechas? Because the boat is bobbing around in the river. It's floating around all over the place, moving all around. So Tosis says that the boat doesn't have its own ability to move. It doesn't have water motion. The water pushes it here and there, but the boat doesn't have its own. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand what Tosis needs at. Chatzah Mahalechas, the definition of Chatzah Mahalechas is that the Chatzah is able to be Mahalechas away from the Bala Chatzah. But if the fisherman is on the boat, so the Chatzah, wherever the Chatzah goes, he's going with it. So that's not Chatzah Mahalechas. Chatzah Mahalechas means if it's Mahalechas away from the Bala Chatzah. If it's always, so Rabbi Kivega seems to be assuming, he doesn't spell it out, seems to be assuming the Chatzah Mahalechas is a chisorn of Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres. It's another form of Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres. The halacha requires that chotzer should be chotzer hamishtameres. Chotzer shein mishtameres is not kaine. So he says, whenever it's mahalachas, it has the ability to float away from, let's say, the fishermen is in one boat, and the fish are jumping into a different boat, and that boat can float away from this boat where I am. That'll be a problem of, that may be a problem of chotzer mahalachas. But if I'm on the boat, so wherever the boat goes, I'm going with it, so it's not mahalachas away from me. So Rabbi Kivega assumes that's not a problem. He holds that Malachas is just a subcategory of Ein Mishtameres. Tosis obviously thinks not so. Tosis thinks that Chotzer is derived from the pasuk of Yad, v'nasam v'yoda, by the Ganav, it says, himatzi simatzi v'yoda, and then we darshan, and then v'yoda chatzer, and I'm talking, lai mahi matzi simatzi v'kol makom, so it's like an extension of Yad, and my Yad, the Yad is not mahaleches, the Yad is part of the body. The body has the ability to walk places. The body is mahaleches, but the Yad doesn't have any independent motion. So therefore, the chotzer, which is derived from Yad, Chotzer is a subcategory of Yad. That's Bidumi the Yad. It shouldn't be Mahalachas. So Taisus learns that it's like Akzeris HaKos, not because it's Eini Mishtameres, not because every case of Chotzer Mahalachas is Eini Mishtameres. Even if the Bala Chotzer is on the Chotzer, and it's always going to be Mishtameres, he's there the whole time. It's a little canoe, a little rift, and he's on top of the rift the whole time. So it is Mishtameres. He's there to watch whatever will come his way. Whatever fish will jump on top of the boat, they'll be able to see to it that they don't slide off. So even though it is Mishtameres, Tosol is still no good. Because Chotzer has to be Dumid the Yad, and the Yad doesn't have its own motion. The legs of the body have motion, but the Yad doesn't have motion. So that seems to be a fundamental machlekes, whether Mahalekes is an independent psul, Chotzer Mahalekes is no good, or just one dugma of Chotzer Shein and Mishtameres. That's here. Tosis quotes two opinions. The Gemara says, what if you put the Get HaIsha, the Yad HaEvek Kenayni Shel HaIsha? So the Gemara says, if the Evek Kenayni is not Kofus, then it's an issue of Chotzer HaMahaleches. What if the other Kenayni, is awake? Then the Gemara says later that it's a chisorn of Eina Mishtameres L'daito. Chotzer Mishtameres means Mishtameres on behalf of the Bala Chotzer. But let's say the Chotzer is the other Kenayni. The other Kenayni is an intelligent person. He may be a dumb idiot, but he's an intelligent human being. He can make up his mind what he wants to do. So that's not called Mishtameres Ledas HaBala Chotzer. That's Mishtameres Ledas HaEved. So that's not acceptable. So the Gemara says if the Eved is sleeping, that solves the problem. That's what Tosfos quotes on Chof Aleph from Aleph, the second Tosfos, Hilchos HaBakofus. So they refer you to the Gemara in Hazorik, Daf Ayin Ches from Aleph. Chosu Laget Venasim Yad Abda Yoshein. If the Eved is sleeping and the wife is watching the Eved, she's standing right next to the Eved, Misham Rasai, I raise the Get near. If the Eved Kenayin is awake, ain't a Get because it's Mishtameres Shelo Ledaito. It's Mishtameres Ledas Eved. He's an independent Bardas. He'll probably 99% of the time, he'll probably want to do whatever the Odon, in this case happens to be the wife, whatever the wife wants. If he doesn't do what the Odon wants, he knows that he's going to get it over the head. The other's going to beat him up. He's going to give him a hard time. He's not going to give him breakfast tomorrow, just to teach him a lesson. But still, since the Eved Kenayni is an independent person, so that's not called Mishtameres Ledas HaIsha. So our Gemara raised an issue of Mahaleches, and the Gemara says the solution is if he's Kofus. So the question is, does Kofus solve all of the problems? Or do we say there are two distinct problems? One problem is Ein Mishtameres. And one problem is Mahaleches. Ein Mishtameres Lidas HaBailim has to be solved by the Eved sleeping, Yoshein. And the problem of Mahaleches, that's solved by having him Kofus tied up. So that's what Tosfos holds. They quote Rashi says like that, you have to have Kofus and Yoshein because they come to solve two different issues. They're two different Chesreinus. One is Mahaleches and one is Ein Mishtameres Lidaita. And there are other Rishonim who seem to hold, once you have Kofus, it solves all the problems. So it could be that they were thinking along the lines of that Rebbe Kiveger in the first parak in Bava Metzia. The Rebbe Kiveger thinks that Mahaleches is just one example. Mahaleches means Chatz Mahaleches away from the Bala Chatzah. Bala Chatzah is not there. So Mahaleches is just one of many, many examples of Einem Mishtameres. So if the Gemara says that Yoshin solves the problem, or the Gemara says the Kofus solves the problem, see, the Kofus or Yoshin will solve the whole problem. It's basically one and the same problem. Two ways of saying the same problem. Eina Mishtameres L'daita means Eina Mishtameres, and Mahaleches is also Eina Mishtameres. So our Gemara says that Kofus solves the problem, the Gemara Ein Ches says that Yoshin solves the problem. So one or the other would be sufficient. So that's what Tosfos quotes, a big Machlekes HaRishonim. Do you need Kofus V'Yoshin, or either Kofus or Yoshin?
But he says it's psul derabanan. Where does that come from? Is it the rice card?
The Pashta says that these are problems deraisa. Yeah, I don't know. The Rama may have a different sheet. I didn't look in the Rama. Then the Gemara has a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Rava's opinion appears here, as well as an Ayin Zayin on the base. Rava says the husband writes a get for his wife, and he puts the get into the next door neighbor's backyard. So that doesn't help at all. That doesn't help at all. That's not the yoda. So then he convinces the next door neighbor that he should give his backyard to his to my wife, the matana or the mechira. So now the get is nimtza b'rishus ishti. But at the time of the nisinus haget, when the Baal wrote the get and he put it into the backyard at that time belonged to the next door neighbor, didn't belong to the isha. So the Gemara says that that's not acceptable. That's called chatzera haboa lachemikan. What's wrong with Chatzera Balachamika? That's the Gittach Malgabi Karka. There never was an Asina. So that's not acceptable. When is a case of Chatzera Balachamika that it is acceptable? So that's where Machlek is Habai V'Rabbi. So Habai and Rabbi came up with the Chiddush and we pass like Rabbi. Rabbi claims the Baal writes a get and he puts the get in his own Chatzera. And then the Baal is Makt in the Chatzera, either Mimchira or Matana to his wife. So that's what Rabbi says on Ardaf, on Chafalt Manalf, as well as Ein Zayin of the base, that when the husband is makna the chotzer to the wife, she becomes mizgareshes. So Tosis there asks the kash, is not legitach magabi karka? At the time of the nesina, when he put the get into his own backyard, there was no nesina, because the backyard belonged to him and didn't belong to the wife. Then later on, the wife picks up the get later, that's legitach magabi karka. So Tosis makes a comment, and on Zayin of the base, kevin shaget bo mishus habal mishus sa. Have a killing the son of law. What do you mean it goes directly? They mean to the exclusion of putting the get into the next door neighbor's chotzer. If I put it in the next door neighbor's chotzer, then I convince the next door neighbor to give the chotzer matana to my wife. So that's chatzera balachamikan, that's legitach magabi karka. But if I put the get into my own chotzer, then I'm makhtan the chotzer to the wife. So the haknos chotzer to the wife is the nesina. That's how they quote the name Rab Chaim, the Biur in the Tosfos. Tosfos just writes one line. Where's the nesina? So the answer is the haknor, the das makna of the Baal to be makna his chotzer to the wife. That is the nesina. Yeah, why do you
can Tzoyis can explain that?
The Tzoyis says that the haknor is only on the chotzer, not on the get, and now the get is nimtza b'shus ishti. So that's the nesina. He's doing a hakno on the chotzer. He's not doing a hakno on the get. He's doing a hakno on the chotzer. So the hakno on the chotzer accomplishes that the get is now b'shus o isha. I guess.
It says no, you can't do a kinyan. Just saying you don't need to do a kinyan. Did a kinyan might work also. So saying kinyan doesn't work. So it's just saying that you don't need to do a kinyan.
You don't need a kinyan, yeah.
Could you do a kinyan on the get?
But he didn't do a kinyan on the get. She made a kinyan chazoka on the karka. Chazoka doesn't work. The get is metalplim, so chazoka doesn't work on the get. She made a kinyan chazoka on the karka. Now the get is nimtza b'rishusa. So why is not legitach magabi karka? If she makes the kinyan on the karka, so Tosfos answers, no, the das makna of the baal is constitutes the nesina. Yeah, why does that constitute the nesina? But if you just have das makna, it's not kind of bal korcha of the mekabel matana. You have to have both should agree. So why do I say that it's called a nesina? Because the baal granted a das makna. Why don't you say that it's talgitach magabi karka? Because the isha agreed to the kaina. So mistama, the answer is like the Ran writes in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph. The Ran says the din is by meila behegdish. If someone is moel behegdish, he has to bring a korban meila, has to give a karam chaimish and bring a korban meila to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara Tosfos Kedushin develops the idea from Gemara, from Mishnah. So there are two forms of meila. There's meila of hanoah, meila of hotzah. Meila of hanoah, I sit on a chair that belongs to hegdish. I didn't realize I was so tired, and I had to rest up. I was exhausted, so I sit down on a chair, and I didn't realize that this chair was shal hegdish. I was moel behegdish b'shoik. So that's meila of hanoah. Then there's meila of hotzah. I stole something. I thought that it belongs to my next door neighbor, so nishgefelo, so I'll steal it. It doesn't bother me. Then I found out that it belongs to Hegdish, and I stole it, so that's Mila Faitzah. Or another example, Mila Faitzah. I thought that it's mine and I have a right to give it away as a gift, so I gave it away as a gift to somebody else. Then it turns out that it was Hegdish's, and I gave it away as a gift. So that's called Hoitzoa Mishus Lushus. He didn't get any Hanoah from it. Either he took it, thinking that it belongs to, he thought he's entitled to it, or he thought he's stealing it. He didn't realize that it was Hegdish's, or he's making a Shini Mishus. So in Mila Hoitzoa, it's also a form. Hoitzoa is also a form of Mila. So the Gemara says, if I have a Dovish al Hegdish and I give it to someone else, so the one who's doing the Nesina is the one who's in violation of Me'ilah. So the Ran posed the question, why the one is doing the Nesina? But you can't give a Nesina by Korach of the other parties. Why do you pin the blame on me? I did the Me'ilah. Why don't you say he did the Me'ilah? So the Ran says, no, whenever you have a Nesina and a Mekabel, so the Nesina is the one who's in violation of Me'ilah. Why? He doesn't explain it fully, but you get the impression that that's what he's driving at, the following, that the Rishonim have developed, the Rishonim have a Machlokes, and the accepted opinion of Chosha Mishpat and the Shulchan Aruch is, whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, then a cotton can be Koinim and a Tur. If a cotton picks up a Dovashal Hefker, Matthias cotton is only Gezel Mipnei Dakin Shalom. The cotton is not Koinim and a Tur. It's only a Takonim the Rabban, and you shouldn't cause Machlokes. If I'm going to say to the kid, look kid, you before bar mitzvah, so that million dollar bill that you picked up from the street doesn't belong to you, I'm going to grab it, then the kid is going to tell his father that I stole $1 million from him, and the father's going to punch me, and I'm going to fight back, and we're going to have a whole fist fight. So the made a takana de rabbanon, Matthias Chereshiv Akotten has a din of gezel me de rabbanon. But it's not kind of an atar, because there's no das acheres makna. What if somebody gives a matana to the cotton? So that's two opinions in Tosfos, and the accepted opinion of Chosha Mishpat is that whenever there's das acheres makna, the cotton is kind of an atar. So you see, whenever there's das makna, there's no need for das kainim. So that's what the Ran writes. Whenever the das makna, so we pin the blame of the hoitzor on the makna. The makna is the one who did the hoitzor, not the koina. So the same over here, Tosfos says. When the baal is makna the chotzer to the isha, and the get is in the chotzer, so we say the act of haknos ha-chotzer is the nesina. Why don't you say the act of agreeing to be koina the chotzer is the nesina? And the answer is whenever there's das makna, so there's no need for das koina. So we say the dominant das that really plays the role, that really accomplishes the kinyan, is really the das makna. Whenever there's das makna, you don't need das koina. So Rabbah says that that's considered nesina on the get. If the Baal wrote the get and he put it in his own chotzer, then he's makna his chotzer to his wife, so that is the nesina, and we say that the woman is misgareshes. That's how we pass on like Rabbah. Abaye disagreed with Rava, but we didn't pass like Abaye. So Abaye is the kashan. How can you say that this is a valid form of gerishin? Chotzer is only good if it's dumi diyad, and yad is only good if it's bei midaita bei malkorcho. So chotzer has to be able to be midaita or malkorcho, or bahomatone. In this case, the isha only becomes misgareshes if she consents to be koina the karka. If she doesn't agree to be koina the karka, then she won't become misgareshes. So Abai Tainis, what kind of a chotzer is this? What exactly is bothering Abai? So what's a bit? The get has to be balkorcha. If the get is midaita, it's no good. There's a chem der Abayin Gesh. You're not allowed to give the get balkorcha. We always insist the get has to be given midaita. You're not allowed to give balkorcha. And we had in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuva Saran that din, Shalom Legarish Bal Korcha is an Avera De'araisa. The Cherem was added by the Rabbeinu Gershom. One who gives a get Bal Korcha Shalishtoi, so Rabbeinu Gershom added a curse that he should drop dead. The Gemara says that Cherem is Osias Ramach, and it's a curse that's nichnas into the Ramach Eivor. And then when the person does Tshuva and the Bezin lifts the Cherem, so they remove the Cherem from the Ramach Eivor, that's Berug is Rachim Tisko. Rachim is the same letters as Ramach. That's a Gemara. It's not a Balaita. It's not a Balatur. That's a Gemara in Moikot. Gemara says like that. The Berug is Rachim Tiskor. Rachim is the same Osius as Cherem. The same Osius as Ramach. So the Tshuvas Aran holds that the Isser of being the Garish Bal Korcha is an Isser Deraisa. It's just that the Cherem was added by the Rabbeinu Gershom. So what is that Bai Taining over here? That a get is only good if it's Isser Bal Korcha, but High Chotzer. Since you need the Dasu Isha to consent to agree to be kind of the chatzah. The husband can't be makten the chatzah to the wife. Bal karcha, so that's not dumya diyad. What is he driving at? Very strange gemara. What's Abai's taina? We don't pass like Abai. What's Abai's taina? So we said pshat in the gemara based on an orsameach. Orsameach raises a possibility that this should always be tligitach malgabi karka. Whenever you give a get to the isha, that's only valid if you have to come on to the dasa isha. If the isha isn't in agreement, the isha doesn't consent to accept the get, then it's not good. A get always has to be bal karcha. You know, it's an avera to give the get bal karcha, but al pidin, every get is always considered as if it's always given bal karcha. If you have a get where the get is only, the whole nesina of the get is only valid if you have the consent of the isha, then the arsamech says as far that that's a chison of tlegitach malgabi karka. So perhaps that's the taina that Abai has. Since over here, the Baal put the get into his chotzer, and then he's makne the chotzer to the wife. If the wife refuses to be koine the chotzer, it doesn't work, bal korcho. So since you have to come out to her consent that the chotzer should be nikne to her, and via the chotzer being nikne, she's mekabel the get, the kabbalah's a get, so that's considered tligitach magabi karka. Maybe that's what Abai taina is. That's the argument of Abai. So Maskiv Lo Rav Simi Barashi, Rav Simi Barashi comes to defend Rova, he's going to shlug up Abai. So he says, according to you, Abai, that every time that the Baal gives a get to his wife, it always has to be Baal Korcho. And even if they're decent about it, it's not they're not ready to kill each other, but it's always considered Baal Korcho Pidin. Whenever you need Dasa Isha to be to constitute the Kabbalah Sagets, that's a lack of Tlegitach Magabi Kark, it's a psul. So he asked the Kasha, so what about the situation where the woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah Saget? So the minute the Baal gives a get to the Shliach LeKabbalah, the woman becomes Mizgareshet. But you can't make a Shliach LeKabbalah Baal Korcha Shalaisha. She had to consent to that. So don't you see in that case that the Isha's consenting makes it into a Gerishin? So you see that that's not a lack of Tlegitach Malgabikar. That's where Rav Simi Bar Ashi advances an argument against Abaye to prove that Rav is right. But shlichus lekabbalah, you can never have it bal korcha. Has to be midaita isa bal korcha leisa. V'kavi shliach la'aloch. There is an institution of shliach la'aloch. So he's proving this point. Rav Simi Barashi is proving is disproving Abai and proving Rava's point that just because you need the consent of the isha to constitute the kabbalah saget, That's not defined as tligitach magabi karka. There's nothing wrong with that. So Abai responds to defend his argument. Abai says, Abaye, Omar. Abai says, Otu shlichas miyodes rabbi, mivshilch vishilchas rabbi. He says, no, these are two different parshias. When you have a get, ayidei shliach, that doesn't pose a problem. Let it be tligitach magabi karka, I need the daso isha. Let's say by kiddushin kesef, the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer quotes a Rashbo in the beginning of Kiddushin and of Gimel that the Rashba has a machlekes arishayin whether Tli Kiddushin Magabi Karka is kosher or not. Some Rishonim hold that Tli Kiddushin Magabi Karka is no good. Some hold it's no good by Shtar, some hold it's no good even by Kesef, by Kiddushin Kesef. So the Shaila is, if you're going to say that Tli Kiddushin Magabi Karka is no good even by Kesef, how is any Kiddushin ever good? You always need Daso Isha. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Kochas according to this svara that the Sameach developed. That whenever you need Dasa Isha by the get, Abai's taina against Rava was if you have to come on to the Dasa Isha to consider it as a Kabbalah Saget, so that full Tligitach Magabi Karka. So, how is any Kiddushin ever good? If the old Tligitach Magabi Karka is not good, and every Kiddushin needs Dasa Isha, so every Kiddushin should be Tligitach Magabi Karka. The answer is this svara that Abaye advances against Rava only applies by get. By Kiddushin, when you need Dasa Isha, so the fact that you need Hadas to create the Nesina, that's not a chisson of Tligitach Magabi Karka. But by get, Abai holds by get, that's a problem. So that's what Abai responds. He says, when the Isha points a Shliach LeKabbalah Saget, that's learned that from a different parasha, Bishilach Vishilcha, and their Takad Alocha requires Dasa Isha for the Gerishin. So just like by Kiddushe Kesef, the fact that you need Dasa Isha doesn't make it into Tligidush Mahagabi Karka. If you need Dasa Isha, so it's not a problem. But by a get, the way the get is given directly to the Isha, not Ayde Shliach, then Abai Tainus, that'll be Tligitach Magavi Karka. By Getai, the Shlich Le Kabbalah, that's learned out from a different parsha, Vishilach Vishilcha, Malaman, Shehuisho Isa Shliach. So that whole institution of Shlich Le Kabbalah is only possible if you say, that's the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim quoted. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you only have the ability to appoint a Shliach if you're the Bala Momin. If you're not the Bailam, you can't appoint a Shliach. So Yerushalmi posed the question, how can an Isha ever appoint a Shliach LeKabbalas HaGet? If the Get can be given, strictly speaking, Bal Kocha Shel Isha, how does she have the ability to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah? Yerushalmi answers, yeah, this is the one and only exception to the rule. This is Akzeris HaKosah, Bishilach Vishilach Malam Sheisha Isha Shliach. The fact that the husband can appoint a Shliach, that's Nicha, that we understand. Husband can only give the get me daito. And the kiddushin that the Baal or the Isha can appoint the shliach is not a problem. You need das. But how can the Isha appoint the shliach by Kabbalah Saged if the get can be given theoretically by Kocha Shel Isha? So she's not a Baalam on the Kinyan of Gerishin, on the Kinyan Shtar of Gerishin. So how does she have the ability to appoint the shliach? So Bishalmi said this is the exception to the rule. So Rav Baruch Be'er writes in his Sefer Birch HaShmuel, he's not sure what's the answer. What's the nature of this Gzeres HaKosav? That Vishulcha Malama Sheisha is a Shliach, despite the fact that we should have said the Isha shouldn't have been able to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah Saget, we say it's an exception to the rule. Which way is it an exception to the rule? Does it mean that there are two Parshias of Gerishin? There's one Parsha of Gerishin where the Gerishin can be given Bal Korcha. There's another Parsha of Gerishin where the Gerishin cannot be given Bal Korcha. You need Dasa Isha for that. So if you need Dasa Isha, that's what enables the Isha to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat no? There's only one parsha of Gerishin, and this Akzeres HaKosav that she can appoint a shliach lekabbal. It's an exception to the rule. That's the shayla. So it could be that that's what Abaye responds. Abaye holds not like Rava. Abaye says if the Baal writes a get and puts it into his own chutz, and then he's makna the chutz to the isha, the Abaye says that's no good. That's Teligitach Magabi Karka. Why is it Teligitach Magabi Karka? Taisus explained within Rava, the Das HaBal to be Makna, the Chatzah to the Isha, the Das HaCheres Makna is the Nesina, that is the Nesina. So Abaye says, no, since you need the Isha should be Maskim to be kind of the Karka, so since you need her to agree, so that's called Teligitach Magabi Karka. So every case of Shliach LeKabbalah Saget is always like that. If the woman wouldn't appoint, the answer is no, that's learned out from a different parasha, that's a different root. Whenever you have a Shliach LeKabbalah, we're using a different form, a different brand of Gerishin that does require Dasu Isha. If you wouldn't require Dasu Isha, she wouldn't be able to make a Shliach LeKabbalah. So maybe when you have a Getai De Shliach LeKabbalah, that's a different kind of Gerishin, that's a Gerishin that does require Dasu Isha. But here we're talking, Robert's case, we're talking Shliach Shalai Adei Al Shalai. We're talking about a Gerishin, not via a Shliach LeKabbalah. So there the get has to be given Bal Korcha Shal Isha. So since the Baal cannot be Makna the Chotzer to Isha Bal Korcha, so Abai Tainas that that's a lack of, that's the Chison of Tligitach Magabi Karka. Since you have to command to the Dasu Isha, so that's no good. That's what the Gemara suggests. Abaye says from a shliach, from the case of the shliach lekabbalas haget. Nachamol. In the case of the shliach, when the isha makes a shliach lekabbalas haget, he can't ask any kashas against my yisoid. Abaye claims a yisoid like the Or Samech. Every get has to be given bal korcha. If you have to command to dasu isha, then it's a lack of teligitach magabi karka. Every shliach lekabbalah is always like that. So Abaye says, no, that's a different parsha. Whenever you have a get where you're employing the isha made a shliach lekabbalah haget, that's a different form of gerishin that does need dasu isha. If it wouldn't have required dasu isha, she wouldn't have been able to make a shliach lekabbalah. But whatever you have here, the Baal is divorcing the wife directly, b'li shliach lekabbalah. So then if you need Dasu Isha to constitute the Kabbalah Saget, that's a lack of Tligitach Magabi Karka. That's the first suggestion the Gemara gives. The Gemara says, B'Iboy Seima, four lines from the bottom of Chof Aleph Manav, B'Iboy Seima, and another response that Abai can give is, Shlichas LeKabbalah, Nami Ashkechon Bal Korcha, Shekein Ov, Mekabal Get, Lebita Ketana Bal Korcha. What does that mean? What was that answer? So the second suggestion that the Gemara gives is to disagree with the mechulak with the first suggestion. The first suggestion that Abaye gave was Abaye ought to shlichus miyadis rabbi silch b'shilches rabbi. So the first suggestion was whenever the isha, this was the suffix of Rav Baruch Ber. What was the Yerushalmi's conclusion? Yerushalmi says, if not for the Gezeras HaKasav, we would have said that the Isha can never appoint a Shlich LeKabbalas HaGet, because she's not the Balamam, she's not the Bailam on the Kinyan of Gerishin. The Gerishin can be done Bal Korcho. So whoever is not the Bailam never has a right to appoint a Shlich. The only one who has a right to appoint a Shlich is one who is a Bailam on this Maisa. That's why we have a rule in the Gemara Ksuvah is Dafayin Dalit. Amadal, Milsa Disa B'Shlichas Eisa B'Tanai, Milsa Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai. Let's say the Yavam is going to do Chalitza with the Yavama, and the din is the chalitza is only valid lahatera yivama lashub if niskaven shnehen. The Gemara says niskaven hu v'le niskaven hi, or niskaven hi v'le niskaven hu. So the chalitza is not matter the yivama lashub, kachi iskaven shnehen. You have to both give kavan. So let's say the Yavam says, fine, I'm participating in the chalitza, I have kavan as heter lihinasi lashub, and the condition that it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't know tomorrow, the chalitza should not be matter. Or on the condition that she pays me $100,000. She doesn't pay me the money, so I don't want the chalitza to be matter. So the Gemara says, just like the Yavam doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach to do the chalitza on his behalf, so too he doesn't have the ability to make a tanai. Milsa, the leisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai. Mazek, zeris hakosuv, how did they come up with that idea? Milsa, the leisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai. So Tesis there, and Ksuvah, Tafayin Dalim, and Af raises the question, what did they learn is that from Tanai b'nei God b'nei Ruvain? That you learn out all the Mishpatei HaTanayim from B'nai Gadim. If not for the Parashim B'nai Gadim, B'nai Reuven, I would have thought that Tanai never works. So it's a Gzeres HaKasav that Tanai works only if it's Dumi the B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven. In the case of B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven, it was Efshua Yidei Shliach. Is that the Pshat? The Tesis thinks that that's not the Pshat. That this rule, Milsa Disa B'Shliach is Disa B'Tanai, Leisa B'Shliach is Disa B'Tanai, is a Svar. They don't think that it's based on Gzeres HaKasav, Dumi the B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven. What's the Svar? So Tesis says, if you're a Bailim, and therefore you have the ability to appoint a shliach, so you're a bailam, you have the right to make a tanai. If you're not the bailam to appoint a shliach, the only one who can appoint a shliach is the one who's a bailam on this kinyan, on the chalos. If you're not a bailam, so you're neither a bailam to appoint a shliach, nor are you a bailam to be matal a tanai. So that's what the Yerushalmi starts off by saying. The din should have really been, if not for the special gzeres hakasav of the shilchem alam shehu isha is a shliach, the din should have been that the isha in a gerishin situation does not have the ability to appoint a shliach, because the get can be given by korcha shalisha. It's not that you have to give it, the get can be given by korcha shalisha. That's an indication. The isha is not a bailam on this chalais. We don't care what she has to say about it. The husband is the bailam on the chalais of the get. So since the wife is not the bailam on the kinyan of the gerishim, so she shouldn't have been able to appoint a shliach lekabolas again. But there's a gzeres hakasav b'shilcha, shahi shoyis a shliach. So that's where our Baruch Bey raised the question. So what is the gzeres hakasav mean to say? So the first suggestion that Abai gave was Abai otu shlichas miyodes rabbi v'shilch v'shilches rabbi. First suggestion was that the pasuk v'shilcha tells me there's another route in gerishin. Normally gerishin, when it's done directly between the Baal and the Isha, is done bal korcha shel Isha, but to enable the woman to appoint a shliach on her behalf, so the Torah is mechadish another brand of gerishin where you do require daso Isha. And because you do require dasa, you can either have gerishin like this or like that. Choose whichever one you want. So either A or B. So in the A form of gerishin, the get can be given by korcha shel isha. In that form, the isha doesn't have the ability to appoint the shliach. It's not a bailam on the kinyan of gerishin. In the B form, the halacha says she does have the ability to appoint the shliach. Why? Because the get requires her dasa. That's what enables her to appoint the shliach. So if you say like that, that's only, that's gerishin al yidei shliach. So then you can't ask a kasha, but the get was only valid because she appointed the shliach, so let it be called tligitach magabi karka. No, that's not a kasha. That's like the kasha we asked by Kiddushin, that the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer quoted the Rashba in the beginning, the second daf in Kiddushin. The Rashba has two girsas in a tosefta, whether there's a chisor of tligitach magabi karka by Kiddushin. Chosin leaves the ring on the table, and he tells the kala, Harem, Mukadeshusli, if you want to marry me, pick up the ring. So she picks up the ring. So there's one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that that's not acceptable. So if Tli Kiddushach Malgabi Karka is no good, so how is any Kiddushin ever good according to Abai? You always need Haskamas or Isha. You always need the wife. The kala has to agree to marry the chosin. If she doesn't agree, it's not chal. So Abai's argument was, whenever you need the Das or Isha, It's always a lack of tligitach magavi. It's always chisaron tligitach magavi karka. So the answer is, it's only chisaron tligitach by a get, where the get can be given bal karka. So that's part of the definition of the nesina. You need a nesina should be done by the baal alone. You have a funny case like this, where the nesina is only enabled because the isha is maskin. The kind of the karka, so Abai claims that that's tligitach magavi karka. But by kiddushin, where the halacha always requires the chasan and the kala have to both be maskin. So you're not going to exaggerate the definition of nesina. Even if you all click the kiddush of Hagabi Karka, it's not good. We're not going to declare whenever you need dasa isha. Kiddush always needs dasa isha. So whenever you give a getai de shliach, getai shliach needs dasa isha. So that's not a kasha. Ah, you need dasa isha, let it be a chisarn of tligitach magabka. That's the first answer.
You have to give it to the shliach, or can you still take it off the table?
No, you need the nesina to the shliach. But the fact that the shliach only works because the isha was maskim, Abai is tainim. Whenever the isha has to be maskim, that's also a lack of tligitach magabi karka.
It's the second form of gittin. If it's a form of gittin midas, so just like she appoints the shliach, he should be able to take the get.
No. We gave the moshel by kiddushin. There's one opinion in the Rishon based on the Tosefta that kiddushin, even kiddushi kesef, there's a chisaron tligitach magabi karka. Abai is not going to say by kiddushin that whenever the kala agrees to marry the chassan, that's all the alamal. The kala agrees to marry the chassan. He can't be mekadosh and isha bal karcha. So Abai should say whenever the kala agrees to marry the chassan, it's always a lack of kli kiddushin magabi karka. Even though the chassan puts the ring on her finger, since he need her haskama, so it's a lack of kli. No, he's not going to say that. By kiddushin, you need dasa isha. So he can't exaggerate. You say all of this is included in Talikadushach Magabi Karka. No, that Chumre, Abai's idea that whenever he have to, Medav Ankum into the Haskam of the Isha, so it's a lack of Tli Gitach Magabi Karka. It's only by get, where you don't need Dasu Isha. So Abai adds on, he says, if you'll have a funny case like here, he puts the get in his Chatz, Makta in the Chatz, if you have a strange, unusual case that you need Dasu Isha to make it into a Nesina, that's not called Nesina. But if it's a, let's say, by Kiddushin, the one opinion is that tli to kiddushach magabi karka is no good, and you do need daso isha. So there's not a contradiction. So Abai understands also it's not a contradiction. Only by get, where the get can be given bal karcha, so he says it must always be given bal karcha. But a get ayide shliach is like kiddushin, that you need daso isha, and it's still a din of tli gitach magabi karka is no good. So that's the first dechiyah. Abai has to farem for Rav Simi bar Rashi's taina. Simi bar Rashi is proving that Abai's argument is nonsense. Abai says, since you need dasa isha, so that's a lack of tligitach magabi karka. So Rav Simi bar Rashi says it's not true. How does the isha ever appoint the shliach lekabolas aget? Midaita nu, and the sin is only because the isha appointed him as the shliach lekabolas. So let it be tligitach magabi karka. So the first answer Abai gives is, get ayde shliach lekabolas is a different story. We're talking about get that's given direct. Why is it a different story? So Rav Baruch Be'er explained that side. That's another parsha of get. And that parsha of get, you do require dasa isha. That's why she's able to appoint the shliach lekabolah. Because you do require dasa isha. But Abai is talking with Rav. Abai is disagreeing with Rav in a get. That's not like the shliach lekabolah. The Baal is giving the get directly to the isha. So there, if you need dasa isha to declare that you haven't seen this again, that would be a violation of kli gitach magabi karka. And then Abai gives the second suggestion. What's the second suggestion? Shlichus lekabolah nami ashkechom balkoch shkenem mekabel get labita ketana balkoch. Tesis in the Rashi said they don't understand how that responds to Rav Simi bar Rashi's argument. So I thought the Iboy Seim in the Gemara is just presenting the other tzad in Rav Baruch Be'er Sefer. The other suggestion was that when the Isha appoints a Shliach lekabolah, it's not that there are two parshias of Gerushin. There's one parsha of Gerushin where the get can be given bal karcha, and if the Isha wants to appoint a Shliach lekabolah, then we say, oh, that's another parsha of Gerushin. We do require Daso Isha, and that's because you require Daso Isha. That's what enables the Isha to appoint a Shliach lekabolah. No, the Iboy is saying, there is no such halacha. That whenever the get is given al Yidei Acherim, the get is accepted for the Isha al Yidei Acherim, you always need Dasa Isha. It's not true. The Abai Tainus. It's the second version of Abai. It's just not true. Let's say a young girl is married and the husband gives the get to her father. What are we talking about all this? In the Pashto, we're talking about a girl who's not a Bogeris. Once the girl reaches the age of 12 and a half, a Bogeris is Yatsa Meshu Savir. Even though the father's still alive, the father's paying for her high school and college and he's paying for the wedding, but Al Pidin, she's considered a Yisayim Bechai Avir. Let the father live, Amer, Yisayim Shana, he's alive, but she's considered a Yisayim. She's not Meshu Savir anymore. Let's say if she already had Nisuin. Let's say she's only 10 years old, but she already had Nisuin with her husband. So after Nisuin is also Yotze Meshu Savir. That's the Mishnah in the end of the Nedarim, that when a girl reaches the age of 12 and a half Bagra, so the girl is already Nisis, so then she's Yotze Meshu Savir Legamre, and we refer to her as like a girl who's a Yisayim B'chai Avir. She's not Meshu Savir anymore. So in such a case, either Nisis, or if she's already Bagra, then the father cannot be Mekabel Leget Avur Bito Bogeris, or Avu Bito Ktan if she's already after Nisun. We're talking about a case, the husband is giving the get to the father, she's only an Arusa, she's not in Nisua, and she's a Naira Hamarasa, Ktana Naira Hamarasa. So then the din is in the Mishnah that the father can be Mekabel Get for the daughter. Now, in such a case, will you say, since it's a get, Al Yidei Acherim, the get is not given directly to the Isha, the get is given to the father on behalf of his daughter. So will you say that the get has to be given midaito shel ha'isha? No, it's absolutely not true. The get can still be given bal korcho shel ha'isha and bal korcho shel ha'av, bal korcho shel everybody. It can't be bal korcho of the husband, but the get can be given bal korcho. So that's what we say, Mom. Shkeinon mekabel get l'bita ktana bal korcho. There is no such halacha that we suggested in the first hatsor. In the first suggestion, that whenever you have a get, whenever the Kabbalah's a get is al yidei acherim, then halacha requires dasu isha for the gerushin. It's not true. V'haraya, the father is a mekabel a get for bita ktana and bita naira, bal korcho shel haktana, bal korcho shel ha'av. So there is no such halacha that whenever it's a get al yidei acherim, you need dasu isha. The answer is, the only time I buy it is that it's a lack of tligitat malgabi karka. That's if the Nesina, when is the Nesina Saged? The husband wrote, what's the case that Rabbi came up with this Chiddush? Here on Daf Ayin Zayin. Husband wrote a get and he leaves it b'chatzah shalo. There was no Nesina yet. Then he's makna the chatzah to the Isha. The moment he's makna the chatzah to the Isha, that is the Nesina. Daknos ha-chatzah, because the get is in the chatzah. So that's what Abai Tain is, since you need Das Isha has come as Isha to be kind of the karka. So that's a lack of tligitach malgabi karka. She's misayeya, her haskama to be koina the karka is crucial to label it as a nesina. She doesn't agree to be koina the karka, so there's no nesina. That's because the nesina is simultaneous with the aknoas hakarka. The moment that he's makna the karka, so that moment is the nesina on the get. What happens if she appoints a shlich lekabala today? Then the shlich lekabala is mekabala get in another year, in another month, in another week. So it's not simultaneous. Her das is now when she appoints the shliach. Let's say the husband husband's amishugan. He doesn't want to give the get in person. He wants to put the get into the chutzah of the wife. The wife doesn't have any chutzah. So he says, "You buy some real estate. You go buy a house." So the wife goes and buys a house. Amishugan, a husband, he only wants to give the get al yidei chutzah. He learned mishnayis. He can give the get al yidei chutzah. He wants a get al yidei chutzah. So he says, "You go buy a house." So the poor woman, she goes, she buys a house, then the husband puts the get in the chutzah. You're going to say it's no good because it was only a chutzah because she bought it. She bought it specially because the husband's amishugan and he said he only insists he's going to give the get into her chutzah. That's not called the tligitach. Abai says tligitach magabi karka. The nesina is the moment that the husband is makna the chutzah to the isha, the get is in the chutzah then. So that is the nesina. That only takes effect if she's maskin. She can't be kind of the karka bal karcha. So at the time of the nesina is facilitated. She enabled the nesina because of her das. But if she buys the karka first, or she appoints a shliach first, and then later on the husband gives the get to the shliach, or the husband later on throws the get into the chutzah, so that's not a lack of nesina. That's not a chisson of tligitach magabi karka. So the Iboy same in the Gemara is just, Abai is just rejecting his original suggestion. He's not really giving the answer to the kashya. He's just his initial suggestion was, no, Shlech LeKabbalah, it's a different parsha. That's learned out from a different parsha. And in that parsha, he took a need Dasa Isha, and that's what enables her to make a Shliach. If you wouldn't have needed Dasa Isha for the Gerishin, she wouldn't have been able to make a Shliach. And that's the Gzeres HaKosav, Shilcham Alam HaShishois HaShliach, is Mechadish, that there's another parsha of Gerishin where you do need Dasa Isha. That was the first suggestion. Then the Ibai Seyma, Abai says, no, I have a different suggestion. The only time I say that it's a chisaron of Tlagitach Ma'arabi Karka is if at the time the Nesina is occurring, it's only a Nesina because of the fact that she's maskim. But if she's first maskim, she bought a chotzer, she buys a house, she appoints a shliach, and then tomorrow the shliach receives the get, or tomorrow later, at some later time, the husband puts the get into the chotzer, so that since that's not simultaneous, that's not at the time of the Nesina, she enabled the Nesina by buying the house yesterday. She enabled the Nesina by appointing Shliach yesterday, but today when the Baal does the Nesina, it's a Nesina Baal Korcho. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem of Tligitach Magadi Karcho. Anyway, in this Machlek Zabai Barov, we pass like Rava. It's not from the Al Kagam. We pass like Rava. That is not a problem. It's not a problem of Tligitach Magadi Karcho, that it is a good Nesina. Then the Gemara has an Amid Beis, a Havamina. The Gemara bounces around this Havamina in different Masechtos, in Kiddushin, in a Sukkah, in an Erev, in a funny Havamina. That we say, Makdash Havai Le'etziya. How do you know that there exists such a thing as Kiddush Ishtar? Makdash Havai Le'etziya. So, Ein Hekesh Lemachza. So, why shouldn't you say that there exists such a thing as Gerishon Agidei Kesef? If Makdash Havai Le'etziya, if you're borrowing Shtar from Get to Kiddushin, so why not borrow Kesef from Kiddushin to Get? So the Gemara says, no, Gzeres HaKosav, Sefer Krisa, Sefer Kurs, Vein Davarach HaKurs, Gzeres HaKosav. The question is, if there would have been an institution of a get, Gerishin, Ayidei Kesef, what would it have looked like? Who would give the Kesef to whom? So Rashi consistently writes in all of the Gemaras, Rashi always writes, just like the Chosin gives the ring to the Kala, says, Harem Kudeshesli, so the husband, after 50 years of marriage, will give his wife another ring, he's going to walk all full of rings. This is my engagement ring, this is my marriage band, and this is my divorce band. My husband gave me another ring after 50 years of marriage, and he said, Hare Mugoresh is Mimeni, and here's your ring. That's how it would have been. So the Sfasemes, either in Sukkah and Erev, I forgot, and one of the two, he points out, why did Rashi always write that the Havamina of the Gemara would have been, it would have been Gerishin Ayidei Kesef, that the Baal gives the wife another ring. He says, Hare Mugoresh. Why don't you say Pashin? She gives back a ring to the husband. You gave me a ring and said, Hare Mekudeshesli, so I'm going to undo it. She'll give a ring to that, either the same ring or a different ring. She'll give Kesef to the Baal. So he proves in the Gemara that Rashi's Pshat is right. He shows that all the Rishonim agree with Rashi, that his Pshat is not correct. That's Shali. What would the Havamina have been? When the Gemara had a Havamina that they should say, Makesh Habayi Le'etziya, Mahavai b'kesef, Mahavitziya Nami b'kesef, who would have given the kesef to him? So the pshat of Rashi, that's the correct pshat in the Havamina, that the Baal would give kesef to the Isha and to say, Hariat Mugoreshis Mimen. Yeah. What's the halacha we darshan from the pasuk Sefer Krisus? As we doba hakoriz beinol beinol. So the Gemara has different dinim that are learned out from this Sefer Krisus. So what are the various dinim? So one din is Hareze Gittach Har Gemara. And Chafalaf and Beis right before the Mishnah. Hareze Gittach Hamanoshala Tishti Yayin Shloshim Yom. So that's okay. But Hamanoshala Tishti Yayin Kol Yimecha Yaychi. So that's a lack of krisis, because the get has to be Dabba Kurz Beno Lebeno. He can't keep on holding on to his wife in the Olam Void. So if he gives her a get until the day that she dies, in case she's going to drink wine, if she's going to drink wine the day before she dies, it's going to turn out that the whole get was never chal in the first place. So that's a lack of davar karz bein ola beino. So this is one din. Fine. Then the Gemara has another din, Sefer Krisus. Sefer Krisus, the Gemara has later. The Baal gives a get biyad ishto. Get biyado or mishicha biyado. A string. Mishicha is a string. There's a string tied onto the get. and the husband gives the get, the Aroisha, but he's still holding on to the string, and the string is strong enough that if he wants to, he can yank the get out from her hand. So Kozman, that he's still holding on to the Meshicha, get the Odo, Meshicha the Odo, Yochala Natka, or Lohavio Etzla, he can yank the get out from her hand. So the Gemara says that's a lack of creases. Our Gemara has creases, tells you what Tanai is acceptable, Tanai is not acceptable. You're going to make a Tanai that's going to bind the woman for the rest of her life. She's never going to be potter from this husband till the day that she dies. All she needs is to drink a cup of wine on her deathbed. So then it's going to turn out that the whole Gerushim was never chal, so that's not a valid Tanai. The other one is a creases in the Nesina. The Nesina should be in the Nesina shall creases. If he does a Nesina in a fashion to get Biyada, Mashiach Biyada, that's no good. Then the Gemara has also later in Perik HaMegaresh, the Gemara has a case, a man divorces his wife and says, Hare Materis al Choladim Chutz Mipleini. He can marry anybody he wants except for so and so. So that's a Machlokes Satanaim, and we paskin that that's not a valid Gerushim. Reb Lezer in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer is of the opinion that it's a valid Gerushim, and she's not allowed to marry Pliny. And all the other Tanoim, the Gemara says, after Reb Lezer passed away, so they all gathered together and they all voted that the halacha is against Reb Lezer. We don't pass like Reb Lezer. They said it's not fair. You go fight with the lion while the lion is alive, so the lion will eat you all up. So they go fight with Reb Lezer after he passed away. Maybe if he would be alive, he would scream at all of them and just poof them all away and show that they're all wrong. So they say, yeah, it's not really fair, but that's it. They outvoted Reb Lezer and we don't pass like Reb Lezer. So the Gemara says the main argument was that a get has to be davar kos bein ola beino. So he says hare megureshes meni v'hare iap mataris lepleini. He can marry anybody he wants except for so and so. Means that she's still attached to him. So the get is no good. So that's a case where he makes shiur. He's mata the isha get is hare mataris lecholadam, and he makes a shiur. He leaves out in the heta lashuk. She's not allowed to marry pleini for the rest of her life. So that's a lack of creases. Then there's a lack of creases in the Tanai. She can't drink wine, Leolam Boy. The marriage, she can marry anybody she wants, but the Tanai is a lack of creases. Then there's a din of creases. The Nesina has to be, and the Nesina shall creases. Then we had a Gemara in the first Perek. Had a Gemara in the first Perek. There was a fourth case where the Gemara had Antesa and Aleph. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah. The Gemara on Ches on the base. Quoted the halacha, this shichur evit k'nayni yagidei shtar. So there are two ways to make a shichur evit k'nayni. Say hare atol liatzmacha, hare atol ben choyrin. He writes shtar shichur, or you can write kol nechos haknuyim b'cho. He gives all of his possessions to the evit k'nayni, and the evit k'nayni is one of my possessions. So I'm giving you everything. I give you yourself, and I said so that agav giving all the other nechos. Yad evit ki yad rabo, said the evit can't be kind of anything because money's an evit. But if I'm shachar him by giving him all of my possessions, including himself, then you say he's yotze lecheres, and he's kind of all the possessions also. What if I write hare kol nechos haknuyim lecho chutz from the shas on the desk? So that was one opinion in the Gemara that that's not acceptable. And the Gemara says why? Because bina kreis gita v'leka, asma the time yishum the lav kreis gita hu. What's lav kreis gita? Just like if a man divorces his wife and he says hare megureshes mimeni umateris lachaladim chutz mipleini, so that's a lack of creases. That's the main argument that the chachamim all the tanoim disagreed with Reb Lezer. Chutz mipleini is a lack of creases. Here also. You can write a shtar shichur kol nechos haknuyim l'cho b'matana, and the evet k'nayni is included. That's a form of shichur. That's a chiddush. That's the brisa on chesam and beis. It's a mishnah. That was a mishnah. That's a form of mishnah peyah. No, because kol nechos liyavdom. That was a mishnah peyah. Per gimel mishnah ches. Yeah. So that's a form of shtar shichur. But if he says chutz midava pliny. If you make a chutz, it's a shir, so it's already no good. That's a lack of priest. That's the Tosis pointed out. Mishum dalav kreis gitahu. If you make any shir, it's already no good. So you have four different cases, four different halachas that are all based on the same pasuk of krisis.
Chutz mipleini for lamidur.
Lachari, that should be good. Ought to be good. It's like saying, Hariyat Mugoresh is many, lachalamid yom. Yeah. It should be good.
Is it kosher for 30 days?
Huh?
But during, what about during the 30 days, though?
Is she allowed to marry anybody else?
Yeah.
Rashi says by Yayin that you're mutter right away, even though he asked her, just let the Yayin slash him
out. Yeah.
But he says over here, that's a good question. It's good after 30 days, but maybe Tosh Loshim is not allowed to marry anybody else either. That could be. Because Tosh 30 days, it's a Chisar and a Krisis.
So then the whole Gershon shouldn't work.
No, say Harej Zeh Gitach Lachalam and Yom. You can give a Get Lachalam and Yom. That's okay. I don't know. That's a good question. That's the question. I don't know. That is a good question. So the Gemara have, you have to collect all the cases from the Homosifta. Yep. Then the Gemara had a comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a case on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The man writes a get on a Yad Shel HaEved, Renos on Nos HaEved. He's not going to chop off the Eved's arm and give it the arm. Of course not. So he says, Renos on Nos HaEved, so it's Machlekes. Rabbi Yisrael Glil holds a get on Bali Chaim is not acceptable. We don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Glil. The other case was, he writes, Ala Keren Shel Parah, Renos on Nos HaParah. What does he have to Renos on Nos HaParah? That's expensive. Let him just cut off the Keren Shel Parah. Let him cut off the Keren Shel Parah and give her the Keren. So the Gemara says, you see, that there's a din of Mechusak Tzitza. You can't have a Maisa done to the... The get is good the way it is on the Keren Shel Parah. If you give the whole Parah, it is good. So it's not that cutting off the Parah makes it kosher. The get is good the way it is now also. But if you cut off the Parah from the... Cut off the keren from the paro, that'll be a dova hamapsik between the ksiva and the nesina. Let's say I do the ksiva today, I do the nesina next week, and I daven mincha and ma'ariv and shachris, and I learned a little bit of it, and I did a lot of things. That's not called mechusa ma'isa. Mechusa ma'isa means I did a ma'isa to the get. After doing the ksiva to the get, I did another ma'isa to the get. The ma'isa that I did to the get that passels, because we require a tzirif between the ksiva and the nesina, that's the whole part of ksiva lishma. Ksivishma means the haskalas agerishin is with the ksivis aget, and the ksivis should be mitzurif to the nesina. So if you do another maisa to the get in between ksiv and nesina, so then that's mevatul the tzirif, so it's considered shaloi lishma. So Tosis has two opinions on chafalim based on long skinny Tosis yotzazer. Tosis has two opinions. What if the get was written on a piece of paper, and then it only takes up 14 lines, 12 lines for the get, 2 lines for the chasim, and they have another 20 lines of blank space? Why should he waste all of that paper? Give it to the wife. So he wants to take his scissors and cut off the bottom of the page. So that's 2 days in Tosis. True, you're doing a ma'aser to the get, but it's the same get as it was before. It was a get on a piece of paper. Now it's a get on a piece of paper. If you wrote the get on a leaf of a tree and you detached the leaf from the tree, it's no longer mechubal lakarka. So I understand you changed the nature of the get. If the get was on a keren shel parah, and you detach it from the, you detach the keren from the paro. So before it's part of a balchai, now it's no longer part of a balchai. So I understand that that's mechusa maisa. You did a maisa, a major maisa in between. But just taking a piece of paper and cutting it off in between, so that was 2 days in the Rishonim. That was 2 days in the Rishonim. Yeah. So some of the Rishonim brought a raya from the Gemara on the last line. On chofala from the base. What's the din? Al ala shal otzitz nokul. The husband writes the get on a leaf that's growing in an otzitz nokuv. And he gives her the whole, so otzitz nokuv is dina kemechuber. Dina kemechuber, so the Gemara says, min atara it's kosher. Aye, a get from mechuber is no good. So the Gemara says, no, a get from mechuber is no good because you can't do nesina. But over here you can do nesina, just give her the whole otzitz nokuv. So you see from the Gemara, that's not a problem. That was a shaila, why is mechuber possible? The Mishnah says, if you write the get from mechuber is no good, we assume it's a psul deraisa, because the Gemara makes xeris de rabbanan, shema, he'll write on mechuber. So you see, mechuber is a psul deraisa. What's the source for the psul deraisa? So the Rashba quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the mocker is sefer, ma sefer, betolash, afkol betolash. Sefer means parchment. So parchment by definition means something that's already tolish. And the Rashba has a taina, ma sefer betolish is only if you assume that the word sefer means parchment. That's Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds like that. But the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Aglili, disagree. They say the word sefer doesn't mean parchment. If it would have said ba sefer, it would have been referring to the background, the parchment. Now that it says sefer, it's referring to the text. This sefer is dvarim hudi asa. So the Rashba says the Yerushalmi's drasha is not good. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Glil, they hold that the word sefer doesn't mean parchment. So how can they say you do me the sefer? So where is the mocker for the psula mahuma? So that's what the Rashba suggests. According to the Bavli, you have to say not that it's do me the sefer, but rather that you need venosan. And if it's mechuba, you can't call it a nesina. Yeah. So that's only if it's mechuba mamish, you can't call it a nesina. What if he wrote to get on a ala shel otzitz nokub? So whatever is growing in otzitz nokub is considered mechuba. And you're kind of with kinyani karka. But the Gemara says still, if you give over the otzitz nokub to the isha, so she's megureshes. And our Torah, she is megureshes. A pesis that is called a nesina. That's called a nesina. But there's a machleik, it's habay v'rove, do you make a gzera the rabbana? So we pass like rove, rove, I'm a pasul. Abayama kosher, you give it the otzitz nokul and shah. Shokolov yagul on aloy, give it all otzitz nokul and send a sinna. And Rav is maskim on the level of the rice, he's maskim with Abay that it's a good get. Rav am apostle, gzera de rabban, gzera shema yiktom. So why does the Gemara say only gzera shema yiktom? If it's, the get was written on an ala shalotzitz nokul, it should have said the same gzera shema yiktom. If it's written on an ala shalotzitz, shayna nokul. According to those who show that if you have a piece of paper and you rip it off in the middle, that's called mechusa maisa, so it should be a problem of agzeri shem yiktam even if you wrote the get on an alas shal otzitz she'eno nokuv. So that was the hechoch of Nigamare. Rava only disagrees with that by makes agzeri shem yiktam if it's an alas shal otzitz nokuv. Alas shal otzitz nokuv doesn't make agzeri, so you see that that's not called mechusa maisa. So the Ribala Tosfos comes back and responds and says, no, you're wrong. The Yoylam, if you cut a piece of paper in half, is also called a mechusa maisa. But the Gemara over here, and the Gzera de Rabbanan, Rabbis Gzera de Rabbanan Shem Yikdom is the same. By Yotzit Noko, what's Yotzit Noko, the same thing. So why did the Gemara only give an example of writing the get al Allah Shalotzit Noko? So he says, no, that's a Chiddush in the other direction. If you write the get on Allah Shalotzit Noko, so it's Dinuke Mechuber. Otzitz nokuv, whatever is growing inside is dinah mechuber, and dinah kemechuber is the gemara behemshach on chabeis amar aluf. The Pnei Yeshua's gemara that you can only be kinyan with kinyan karka. You can't be kinyan with kinyan metal. So if he's going to give the get to the isha, he takes the flower pot, he holds it like this, and it's still yearning from the ground. Gives it to the isha, she holds it like this, it's still yearning from the ground. So there's no nesina. He gave her mishicha, he gave her hagbah. Mishicha and hagbah is not kinyan because dinah kemechuber. So the only time the get will be good is if she's going to take it and put it on top of a wooden table that's mafsik the yanika. So I would have thought if you wrote the get on ala shalotzitz nokuv and the nesina is only valid if you mafsik the yanika, I would have thought it's a gzera shemalot tafsika yanika. Maybe he'll give it the get in such a way he'll just do a mishich and hagbon and it's not valid. So that's a chiddush. Even if you wrote the same achleik is a baiva rabba. If you wrote the get on Allah's shalot, it's not a vena dafu. Same gzera shem yichtam. Gzera shem yichtam. Rabba holds a gzera shem yichtam by both, and Abai says good by both. The Gemara says a bigger chiddush that Abai holds that it's good even in Allah's shalot, it's nakuv. And you're not choshish, maybe he'll give it a get in such a way that it'll still be yanik from the karka. And then mishich and mis in hagbo is no good.
Why would it not be the same as writing on a tree and then cutting off the tree and giving it to her? I mean, if the only way to give her the utz is shayinanaka.
By being mafsik the yanika.
So isn't that.
Do you see from the Gemara, that's not called mechusa ma'isa? It's a strong question, but apparently it's not a kasha. It's a question. Why not? But the Gemara isn't worried about that.
There's no ma'isa.
No ma'isa. But the ma'aseh, he put it on top of the table. So why isn't that the ma'aseh? But he didn't do a ma'aseh to it. He did.
By Shabbos, you can't do that. No, by Shabbos, you can't do that.
It's kotzer. Yeah, if you do that, it's kotzer. So why isn't it mechusa ma'aseh over here? I don't know. It's a good question. But you see from the Gemara that it's not a problem. Taisus assumes a davar pashut that if you do mishiche or hagbah, the woman does a mishiche and hagbah on a normal get. So then it would be good. That was Rabbi Kiveger, Gekert Velt, and he said, Mashiach and Agbah is not good, only Yad. There is the right to be fair, Mashiach and Agbah is good if the get is a Tolush, if the get is a Mechuber, because it's an Ha'al Shalotz, it's Nokuv, and it's Yonik from the ground, it's Dinik and Mechuber. So then the Mashiach and Agbah won't be good. You have to put it on a Dover, that's Mapsik the Yonika. But if you do Mashiach and Agbah on a normal piece of paper, on a get, then you see Tosis Holod Mefurish, not like Rabbi Kiveger. See that it would be good. Yeah, then Tosfos says even the chumer that we're machmer, that if you cut the get off, if you had a big piece of paper and you only wrote the 14 lines, 12 lines of the get and 2 lines of the chasimas, then you cut it off and the baal keeps the rest of the paper, that's called mechusa maisa. That's called mechusa maisa. That's only if he cuts the get off from a big sheet of paper. What if he has the get is like this, and then he rips off a little bit from the corner, like this. So you're going to say, oh, mechusa maisa. He cut the get off from the piece of paper. No, you don't say cut the get. You say cut the piece of paper off from the get. You don't say cut the get off from the piece of paper. So the only time we'll declare that it's mechusa maisa, if you have a niyor got only you cut off, means you have a lot of niyor that's left. So you're cutting the get is small, and the piece of paper that's remaining behind is larger. So you're cutting the smaller half, the smaller part off from the larger part. So that's called the mechusa maisa and the small part. But if you cut a little bit off from the big get, so the maisa that you did was done to the little tiny piece of paper, not done to the big get. Because that's maisa mechol yom, that's what we do all the time. Whenever they send a get in the mail, so they have to appoint a shliach sheni in California. So how does the shliach sheni know that this is the get that was written l'shma? So they call him up on the telephone, they send him a note, and they say that this get, this is what it looks like. They'll send him a Xerox copy of the get. Okay, so that would probably be the best thing to do. But for many, they didn't have Xerox machines for many generations. So they used to write the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the city, the date, all the simonim. Maybe there's another husband has the same name, a wife with the same name, same city, everything the same. So they used to punch holes in 3 different places. In the days of the Gemara, it's the Gemara later in the Chops. Days of the Gemara, he say, Nek of Yesh B'tzara is Pliny. So that's a simon muvik to identify that this is the get. Over the generations, because it became so common practice that they would send the get by the mail, send the get by the shlich and have a nekev. So if you only have one nekev, it's not a simon muvik anymore. Simon muvik means echad mini elef. One chance out of a thousand that it's not the right thing. So over the centuries, because it became so common to make punch holes in a get, so that's why the minhag developed that you make 3 simonim. So you make 3 holes in 3 different places. So first they write the get, then they sign the get, and then the rabbis punch holes in 3 different places. Then they send the Shtar HaShor to the Shliach Sheni in California, and they write that this get has a hole on top of this sois in the 5th line, and the 10th line, and the 13th line. Right? So how can they punch holes? That's a mechusa maisa. So that's what they says. No, punching holes, you did a maisa on the tiny little piece of paper that you punched out. You don't say, I cut the get off from the tiny piece of paper. Say, I cut the piece of paper off from the get. That's the hemshech of the Tosfos. Then the Mishnah has the famous machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Lozer, with Eidich Sima Karsi, Eidim Mesira Karsi. According to Rab Meir, the Eidich Sima Karsi, so every shtar kinyan has to be muchach mi toichoi. If you're going to write on the yor mochuk, what does it mean on the yor mochuk? So Tosfos explains. And Chavbeis Amadal means you write the get on paper that was never erased. And the Eidim are going to sign on the yor mochuk. So if you'll erase everything that it says above that signature, you can rewrite whatever you want. So then no one will ever realize that that was erased once and the signature was written on top of something that was written and erased once. Everything will be the same. So the Yedim are not allowed to sign on such a document. If the document is written not on the Yor Sheinu Mochuk and they sign on the Yor Mochuk, so the Chel will be Yochel Lizayev. So the Yedim are not allowed to sign on such a thing. And even if nobody was mazayif anything, that's considered eksav sheyochel is daif. So according to Rameir, that shtar kinyan is no good. It's no good for get. It's no good for shtar kinyan karka. It's no good for shtar kiddushin. Every shtar kinyan has to serve as has to be yochel. Any yochel is daif has to be able to serve as a shtar rai. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rab Lozer. The edim mesira karsi a shtar raya has to be any yochel is daif. But a shtar kinyan is not the same as a shtar rai. It doesn't have to serve as a raya. Then we had machlekes abay verove. What's the din? Peres that are yoinik for merits of salah chayvin chumas and maises, and they're subject to the laws of shvius. So what if you have a tree where the roots are? Let's say you have a tree where the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, and the nof is somewhere else. So the Gemara says bida ashrish kuli amalo pligi. If the roots are in the ground, then the iki yinik is through the roots, and there's a little bit of yinika through the nof, through the branches of the tree are yonik from the ground directly below, but that doesn't count. Since the iki yinik is through the sharoshim, So that's kaveh. Wherever the roots are, it's either kaveh, it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. What if it's lo yashrish? Not that the tree is rooted in the ground. I have something growing in an otzi, it's nakuv. So it's yoinik derech haneket, but it's not the same amount of unique as you have if you have mamash roshim in the ground. So that's a machlekes abai v'rova. Whether you go basa the nof or you go basa the sharosh. Then Tosis pointed out that there are two kinds of agav. Normally, the Tosan Chabesim and Abdi Mamascha Hechzik Bizraim Kana Otzitz. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first perek, when they developed the Kenyan agav, so the Gemara says you have to say agav ikni. In order to be kind of metalpalim agav karka, you have to use that expression. I want you to be kind of the metalpalim agav the karka. So Tosis raises the possibility. Maybe there are some unusual cases where you don't have to say agav ikni. What could that possibly be? Let's see over here. The flower pot, the otzitz, is not gidulik, is not mechubal karka. Whatever is growing inside is considered mechubal karka because it's yainik. But the otzitz around is not. So if I want to be makna, the otzitz, agav the gidulim, so I can be kind of the gidulim aydei chazok, and then be kind of the otzitz agav. So Tosi says, since the otzitz is attached, but not two unrelated things. The otzitz is attached to the gidulim that are growing there, so maybe there's no need to say the expression agav. And then they raise the possibility based on the Gemara. Let's say I'm makna to you as sodeh, and you should be kind of a chazake, and then I wrote a shtar that this sodeh belongs to you, but I never gave you the shtar. The shtar is sitting in my house, and I say, oh, I forgot to bring the shtar. And then you say you want to be kind of the shtar agav the karka. So the Gemara says you can be kind of the shtar agav the karka. So Tosin says, maybe over there, since the shtar is, in a certain sense, afsar or the arahu, afsar is the reins that you hold onto a horse with the reins, so the shtar is what enables the dalakeach to hold onto the karka, the mekaba matana. He has a shtar that it is. So since, that's the Gemara's expression, since the shtar is afsar or the arah, it's very closely connected with the karka. So Tosis raises the passage, and the Gemara says that works with the kinyan agav, yimakna the shtar agav the karka. And so Gemara bav basra, Dafayin Zayin. So Tosis says maybe there's no need to say agav ekni. Maybe you can't even without saying agav. Just say you should be kind of the shtar with the karka. A suffix in Tosis. Okay, shengiruk. Adkan chazar. So tomorrow, b'tzayis Hashem, haven't learned any Gemara in a long time, a couple of weeks. New Gemara. So maybe we'll stop in the last line. Chabdeis and Aleph, and the Mechina will be on Sunday morning. Shatov Matzlachas. What time? Shir is 11:30. 10 o'clock. Sold. Okay. Where? The classroom. Okay.